As you know, WKHM featuring some amazing, hardworking women here in Jackson County who do so much for the community. Number of those joining us this month on this program. And today we welcome Adrian Tawney, who is one of our weekly winners. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
Great. That's a good thing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Just reading about you, you have a pretty interesting story. You work at orthopedic rehab. Tell us about that, Adrian.
It's outpatient physical therapy clinic. We have multiple locations in Jackson. I've worked in Jackson the whole time. I knew it was a really good company for me before I started because I job shadowed, and then it was great to see that the owners were treating patients. I get in there, I treat my patients. They let you kind of do your own thing, but they really encourage continued learning, and the teamwork there is really great.
And then you moved right into management there?
Yeah, about 6 years into my career there, I moved into leadership.
So you've done it all?
Yeah.
So orthopedic rehab is an interesting story in itself, isn't it?
What do you mean?
For the growth of the company?
Oh, yeah. When I started there, they only had, I think, 4 or 5 clinics at that time, and now they have either 11 or 12. So it's grown significantly up into the Lansing area, and then we just started moving east into the Ann Arbor area.
So do you work with patients anymore?
Oh, I do. I work with patients a majority of the time.
Uh-huh.
And then I oversee a clinic of about 12 people. And amazingly, I don't have a lot of issues, and they make my job really easy.
And then that wasn't enough for you. You decided to join on with the Spring Arbor Fire Department. Tell us about that.
I wanted a way to give back to the community. They do both rescue and fire calls, and the rescue is more what pulled to me because of my medical side. I started in the fire academy in October of last year, and I finish in about 2 weeks. But now I love learning about the fire side of it, so both the rescue and the fire calls appeal to me both. It's a lot of hard work.
How interesting has that been?
It's a really interesting. I mean, that I'm more of a medical person, but I have always loved learning, and I always like physical activities. So it's a lot of physical demands in the fire academy. So it's a good challenge.
So well, someday you fight fires?
When I graduate from the academy, yes.
Okay. And you have two kids, right?
I do. They've been really supportive this whole time of me in the academy. I mean, they'll tell me they worry about me sometimes, but I stress to them that they teach you safety. That's the number one thing.
Now, where do they go to school?
They go to school at Western.
Okay. So how has this year of COVID been for you?
It's been a challenge. I've gotten a lot of help from my family, as far as if they're switched to virtual, and just trying to make things work. You just have to be flexible.
Yeah, no question about that. So, congratulations, Adrian, and good luck with the Spring Arbor Fire Department. I'm sure they enjoy having you there.
Thank you, Greg. It's a very good group of guys.
Yeah. Take care. Congratulations.
All right, thank you very much.
Adrian Tawney, one of our Women of the Week for March, here on 970 and 101.5 FM. And now I guess we can call her a longtime employee, about 12 years, at Orthopedic Rehab Specialist.